Have you ever heard of the Bristol Beats Club?
No. What's that?
Hey, it's Raymond from Britain. You're listening to Bristol Beats Club.
No, because I haven't been here very long. Beach or Beats?
Hey, this is Ben from Civic Solar, and you're listening to the Bristol Beats Club.
Bristol Beats Club? Can't say I've never.
No, never.
This is Connor from Half Moon Run. You're listening to the Bristol Beats Club.
Have you ever heard of the Bristol Beats Club?
Yes.
Welcome to the Bristol Beats Club, 9 till 10 every single Wednesday on Burst Radio, where we aim to neither offend nor entertain anyone. Playing us in, this is Pale Hands with Fanatic.
That was Pale Hands Fanatic playing the Bristol Beats Club onto Burst Radio Wednesdays 9 till 10. And I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that Pale Hands, Dame, are the best band we've discovered so far this year. If you haven't heard of them yet, get them in your life. In fact, get all of the bands that we'll be playing today in your life.
I couldn't agree more. As all the bands we play are cutting edge indie electro with a few classics thrown in.
So you're in for a right treat if it's your first time joining us today. Not just because the music that you hear is fantastic, but also because we've got two brand new features for you.
Absolutely. We've got Festival Focus coming up, which is more about that later, and Kicking Sexism out of Rap Music, which we're both very excited about.
Excited slash nervous if you're in the hot seat.
If you were participating actively in the feature, you'd be nervous too.
Let's just say we're going to have a bit of a go at some rappers, and then we're going to try and rap ourselves, so it could go horribly wrong.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Don't insult rappers unless you can rap really, really well is what I've learned over the past week.
There's one thing that the listeners must know about us by now is that we are not rappers.
Well, are we? Stick around and you might find out.
Indeed, but right now here's some of that cutting edge indie we were telling you about. This is Cloudfest by Dexters. Every single show, we have a theme, don't we?
We do. We like to chat. We like to keep our focus of whatever we're talking about on the straight and narrow every single week.
Exactly. This week's theme, we decided, is going to be festival stories. And we all know everybody's got a lot of them.
Especially us, Dame. We've been to quite a few festivals over the years, which explains our haggard and withering appearance these days.
Exactly. A way to shorten your life is several festivals every single summer.
And just to get you guys in the mood, here's a festival tale of ours from the archives. It took place at Benicassim, which some of you may have been to in Spain.
Absolutely. The backstory is me and Chris have met a few friends. He had to go off and do something. I forget what it was. And we were hanging out by the main stage, and we said, "Oh, Chris, when you come back, just meet us by that Heineken stand."
Mm. And of course, this was in Spain as well, so it was quite a few years ago. We didn't have like phones that you could ring each other aboard without it costing £5 a minute or anything like that. So it was, yeah, the meeting place was the place to be at a specified time.
Indeed. But we noticed that Chris didn't show up. So where is he? Where is Chris? So I thought I'd just take a look. Just go and try and find him by the Heineken stand. I was like, oh. Where is the Heineken stand? I couldn't find the Heineken stand.
Meanwhile, I was kind of dodging through crowds thinking, got to be around here somewhere, this Heineken stand. I know this is a big place, but the Heineken stand was equally as big. How drunk was I when I was by the Heineken stand earlier? And then it's sort of the next, I think it's probably the next morning actually, I realised what had happened and why the Heineken stand, we couldn't find it.
Exactly, we went walking through the deserted Benicassim Festival the next day when everyone was up there, and you could see the deflated remains of the Heineken stand. They had literally deflated our meeting point.
It was inflatable, and yeah, we didn't see much of each other for that entire festival, really.
No, and it didn't help because they kept removing, deflating, demolishing any meeting point we decided upon.
Choose better meeting places is our tip to you. If you've got any tales for us that we should be reading out, that we should know of, get in touch with the show.
Yep, you can do that on Twitter at BristleBeats or email us info@bristlebeatsclub.com.
We'll let a few texts and tweets come in, perhaps a few emails, and we'll get back to you on that shortly.
Absolutely. Coming up very, very soon, we've got our new feature, Festival Focus. But before then, this is Block Party with Flux.
That was George Ezra, Budapest, on the Bristol Beats Club, 9 till 10 Wednesdays. Thanks very much for joining us. We've got a brand new feature coming up. Keep your music festival stories coming in. We are at Bristol Beats on Twitter, info@bristlebeatsclub.com. But in a similar vein to your festival stories is our new feature, Festival Focus, Dame.
It does seem rather appropriate that the first Festival Focus is on our festival stories special.
Coincidence, of course, not planned. We don't plan anything here.
No, it's all kind of just falls together.
So, Festival Focus, what goes on? What goes on here?
Essentially, Chris, we will be looking at the upcoming festivals in the summer, and we will be giving our humble opinion regarding the festivals. So, reviewing them, letting you know which ones you should and shouldn't go to.
Yeah,
so based on our vast experience, incidentally.
Absolutely. We've been to quite a few over the years. We're much, much older than the average age of the presenters on Burst Radio. But there you go. You get this is what you get for it. You get experience.
I think my son goes to Bristol University.
So, this week, under the microscope, 2000 Trees Festival.
Absolutely. So, we're going to kick off. What is the lineup like at 2000 Trees Festival?
The lineup.
Yeah, the lineup. So for you guys that haven't heard of 2000 Trees Festival, small festival in Gloucestershire, and it's one for, I guess, lineup-wise, rock fans, I would say.
Definitely rock fans, yeah. They exclusively have UK bands at 2000 Trees, which
may seems be racist.
Is it racist? We spoke about this the other day.
It's not racist. Of course it's not.
But, you know, it does narrow the field a little bit.
And it's also backed by Nigel Farage, isn't it?
Nigel Farage.
Silent funding.
Yeah. We want to make it absolutely clear that Nigel Farage probably doesn't even know 2000 Trees exists. Well, they do have nice beer.
Yeah, no. It's actually, to be fair, the lineup and, yeah, it's all UK, but it's fantastic. It doesn't affect the music in any way.
No. Lineup's, music's very, very good, maybe a bit on the heavy side.
I prefer a bit of electro thrown in there. So who have we played? I think I had a quick look at the lineup. We've got the Subways is probably a personal highlight for me. Arcane Roots are there. There's Death of Varna. There's quite a few decent bands. I'd prefer a bit more electro.
I think all the fans of the Bristol Beats Club prefer a bit more electro. And so for that reason,
marks out of five.
We're going to give it a 3 for lineup.
3 Beats Club points for the lineup of 2000 Trees Festival.
How much will it cost?
That's the question on everybody's lips. I didn't even know that was going to happen. No, I was expecting that just to say cost.
I made these at midnight yesterday. It was
amusing.
It was an amusing time. I was feeling a bit deranged by about 1 in the morning. Like, what's going on?
Lay it out on the line. 2000 Trees costs how much money?
It costs £72.
A bargain.
Absolutely, very, very good deal, but certainly the low end of the cost.
What have you got? Glastonbury at 220, you've got like Reading and Leeds up there as well.
£4,000 or something.
Yeah, taking out personal loans to go to these festivals. So, cost-wise, an excellent choice. Is it a 5?
Is it a 5? Well, there's other things that are good as well. Beer and food, normal prices.
Normal price beer and food, you don't really get that at music festivals these days.
But, so definite candidate for a 5, however, it's only 2 days long.
Okay. So, if you're looking at cost per day, then
cost per day, maybe not the absolute cheapest, but still a solid 4. I think.
4 Beats Club points on how much will it cost?
After hours entertainment.
The that's brilliant. I hope they're all like this. After Hours Entertainment.
Oh,
so
they are.
I went to, can't wait for the next one. I went to 2000 Streets last year, and it was amazing. Actually, the After Hours Entertainment was simply a highlight of the whole festival.
So I love the out. They got like an outdoor kind of silent disco, which is brilliant.
Yeah, and it's not like other silent discos where you go into, you have to queue for like 2 hours, and then you pay like 30 quid to get your headphones, and which you inevitably break. They give out headphones in the daytime, so you just go up to a tent, just pay your £10 deposit, which you get back incidentally for some really cool headphones as well. They're like they light up, and it makes for this really kind of amazing spectacle outside of the main tent, which is where they have one of their what, two or three silent discos.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anything else going on after hours?
They've got that really cool wooded area, which is where I spent a lot of my time being like quite bereft and tired all the time. Really cool wooded area with like hammocks. You can meet lots of like cool people down there, people that don't want to go to sleep like myself.
Yeah, if you're or if you're a bit older and you just want to chill out like myself, you can go there around sort of midnight, relax for a little bit, and then then go to bed.
Absolutely. So again, a strong candidate for a five here, but we did say that it's a shame you can't really get any food.
Yes, that's true.
All the food places are closed that late. So we are nitpicking a little bit.
Those delicious food places are not there at sort of 4 a.m. You've only got like the bacon butty stand. A four?
We're going to give it a four.
Four Beats Club points for 2000 Trees.
Miscellaneous.
My favourite so far. I thought we were going to go for other. You've clearly comicalised it.
Miscellaneous is a real funny word.
So miscellaneous. What do we mean by miscellaneous?
Well, we kind of mean, you know, all of, you know, the extras, all of the kind of the little kind of extra bits. How much effort they put into that sort of stuff. And this is really is where they come into their own, I think, at 2000 Trees. They spend a lot of time on this sort of thing.
One of the best things, probably the best thing actually, is the bring your own booze element. They don't ban you from, in that same kind of Glastonbury manner, they don't ban you from taking your own booze. But because the festival's only 2 days long, you don't run out either. It's not like at Glastonbury where by day three you've got nothing left and you're forced to queue up for overpriced alcohol.
Exactly, yeah. And it's just little things like that, you know, and also the way that they've kind of not made it really overcrowded, you know, they've limited the tickets so that the people maybe cost themselves a bit of cash in the long run, a bit of revenue, but they've just made it a lot more comfortable, you know. It's not like at Reading where you're funneled through.
And I'll say as well, delicious, delicious food.
Fantastic. And beer, they've got like real ales and stuff, you know, they've gone all out.
A nice shisha bar as well.
Exactly.
Fancy dress on the Fridays. This has got to be a five.
Exactly. We desperately tried to get it down to a four, but it's impossible. They really have thought of everything.
Five Beats Club points on After Hours Entertainment, which gives a grand total of...
If my arithmetic is correct, Chris, that gives a grand total of...
And we all know that you're a complexity scientist.
So I'm bound to be able to figure this out.
Go on, Dane. Long pause.
16.
16 out of 20. 16 Beats Club points. So a solid performance for 2000 Trees Festival. I would say, if you're a fan of rock music, and certainly new rock music, it's well priced, and the After Hours Entertainment's great, the others are great. Get on the website and find out more.
The Bristol Beats Club. The only BBC anybody cares about. No TV licence required.
Bristol Beats.
Right, so that was Festival Focus. I hope you enjoyed it. We're going to carry on talking about our festival stories after this next song, which is The Fawns, 4 a.m.
The Bristol Beats Club. Expect to be beaten round the head with a club sandwich.
By the first ever Festival Focus, in which we awarded 2000 Trees 16 out of 20 points. Bristol Beats Club points.
Bristol Beats Club points. Bear in mind that feature could probably do with a bit of work. We'll come back to that in a few weeks' time.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think you've got... The information was solid. You do... Yeah, you've got... You know what you need to know about that festival now. But anyway, the theme of today's festival, today's show, is festival stories.
It is a festival in here, by the way. Festival every week when we're presenting.
Every minute I'm with you is a festival, Chris.
And Andy's been in touch about music festival stories. He says he bought a Global Gathering ticket secondhand on eBay. You know, they sell out dance music festivals, isn't it, Global Gathering?
It's good to see the enthusiasm.
Yeah, so he's bought a ticket secondhand, probably at a drastically inflated price. Went for one day and it was called off because of the rain. So tickets got refunded, but not to him. Somebody's just made a killing.
That guy was laughing, wasn't he? We've got another text from Joe, who said that him and his friends went to Serbia to Exit Festival, and all of their at the airport, they went to get their bags from the conveyor belt at the airport, and
oh god, no.
There was no bags.
No baggage.
Only it gets better, because it turns out that one of his friends did have their bag.
Oh, well.
And he said that for the first 2 days before their luggage showed up, they were all sharing pants. Wearing just this one guy's pants.
Anything else like that? We are at Bristol Beats on Twitter, or info@bristolbeatsclub.com. Coming up very, very shortly, we're going to have probably another ropey feature in Let's Kick Sexism out of rap music. First, though, more music.
This is The Wombats, Greek Tragedy.
That was Cash and David Bones on the Bristol Beats Club, and now it's time for the first ever Let's Kick Sexism out of rap music.
I got holes.
In high ranking corporate positions. Holes.
Yes, Beats Clubbers. So, this is gonna happen. I am going to. I think I'm going to rap live on the radio.
Exactly. As part of our Let's Kick Sexism Out of Rap Music, is going to be our campaign to kick sexism out of rap music by any means necessary. Emailing promoters, rewriting lyrics in this case.
A combination of both. So what we've done is taken Eminem's rather sexist song Superman, which includes the lyric, as we've just heard, "Don't put out, I'll put you out. Won't get out, I'll push you out," before he goes on to say, "Wouldn't urinate..." It's quite bleak. "Wouldn't urinate on fire to put you out." I mean, I this is supposed to be a laugh, and I started looking at the lyrics, and I thought, actually, this is probably quite serious. But we are going to do something about it. So in this case, I've rewritten lyrics to the song, which I'm going to suggest, I suppose.
Are you going to do it? Are you going to put forward these lyrics? Are you going to rap on live radio?
I'm about to rap on live radio after insulting Eminem, one of the greatest rappers of all time. Well, certainly the most well-known. I mean, I don't know much about rap music, but I think he's better than me.
I've heard of Eminem.
Yeah.
I strongly suspect you're going to be worse at rapping than Eminem.
Well, we'll find out, won't we, as we play.
Yeah, your lyrics will be less sexist.
Exactly, and that's the whole premise of Let's Kick Sexism out of rap music.
Are you ready for this?
Let's do it. Yeah. Yes, let's do this. Yeah. Okay. They call me Eminem, respect for women I allow. You single wow, independent women take a bow. In his relationship, chauvinistic pigs and sexism makes me sick. It's that habit I'm trying to kick very quickly out of rap music. Yeah, wipe from the game, cut to the chase. So now tell a sexist bloke to his face, play no games, say no names. Every now and then big up an equal wage, another equal rights, change things fast. Sexist rappers make me laugh, sexist beats, they're just naff. Let's put rap music on a different path. Don't put out, just don't put out. Unless you want to, then yeah, put out. Scream and shout, times have changed. Feminism's what I'm all about. It'd just be nice to set our sights to such a worthwhile cause as women's rights. For centuries marginalised, to pick up a mic, it's time to fight. That was Let's Kick Sexism out of rap music on the Bristol Beats Club. We will come back to you when I have more air in my lungs.
Up
absolutely marvellous. Welcome back to the Bristol Beats Club, 9 till 10 every Wednesday. That was Fickle Friends. And as usual, we are going to be doing our feature, which is, well, less of a feature, more of a tradition, the week's big question.
Yeah, now I'm back after cardiac arrests following my what I could only describe as excellent rapping a little bit earlier on.
It was very good. I mean, I expected it to be a lot worse than that, Chris, so well done.
It turns out I'm a natural. What more close?
If anything, I'd say you're better than Eminem.
And I'm doing it for a worthwhile cause, so if you want to donate money to me or whatever, find me on Twitter.
Find me on Twitter, because that's a common route of... a common way of donating money via Twitter.
Payment. Just big up the campaign, guys.
Do you mean PayPal or something?
I'm just looking for audience at the minute, actually. yeah, so the week's big question. What is that this week, Dan?
The week's big question.
I guess it's usually around what we're talking about, which is music festival stories.
Exactly, yeah. It will be it'll be on the same theme as the week's show, which is festival stories, as you mentioned. And it's kind of a hypothetical question. Mm-hmm. And the question is, I put to you, Chris, is hypothetical situation. Mm-hmm. You're about to go into a music festival. You've gone to one of those long drops, those really horrible, smelly toilets that are just like, you know, a trough.
I know exactly what you're talking
about. Everyone knows.
Long drop will do. Please move on.
So you've got your fresh new ticket in your hands, you're ready to go into the festival, mm-hmm. but you've dropped your ticket into the long drop. So you're left with a harrowing choice of you've either got to go into the long drops to retrieve it, or you go home.
You missed the entire thing. God, I don't think I could. Well, it depends. I mean, is the long drop fresh? Is it quite new? What's down there? What am I facing?
Well, you know, it's the start of the festival, obviously, but it is one of those long drops that's near the entrance, so it's already quite well used.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not well used up to the point of entry where that poo wagon comes around.
And it's not coming around anytime soon. I can't wait for the poo wagon and say, "Oh, excuse me."
No, it's going to be a day or two before it's empty.
Good God, it's going to get...
And there's already quite a lot of defecate in there.
And I suppose you've got to make the decision quite quickly, because I can just imagine your ticket sinking and you seeing, like, am I really going to dive in after it? And the alternative is turn around and go, there's no touts about, I can't buy another ticket.
No, all the tickets, it's sold out, it's Glastonbury.
Do you actually have to jump in there? God, I just... Is there like a hooking mechanism?
No, the hole's too small.
It's too small.
No, the hole isn't too small, but you know, it's the ticket's gone out of view.
It's gone out of view.
So you can't get a fishing rod.
Go and fish around in my bare hands.
You're gonna have to get in there.
Are we talking knee deep or are we talking? This is horrible. I can't believe I'm contemplating
knee deep. But of course, the ticket might have sank. Who knows?
Do you know what this reminds me? Have you seen the film Slumdog Millionaire?
No.
He does this exact thing. You should... Anyway, well, he does this exact... He goes for it. He dives into this kind of thing to retrieve a picture that even gets signed. I don't think I'd follow. I think I'd probably... Yeah, I'm too risky. I'd go home. Because bear in mind, you've got to go into a festival but, and then not shower for 3 days, even though you've got feces all over. No, I'm going home.
Well, there you have it, listeners. Chris Bilko would not jump into the long drops to retrieve his Glastonbury ticket. And on that note... Here's a bit of the Libertines.
The Bristol Beats Club. The only BBC anybody cares about. No TV license required.
Bristol Beats.
That was the Libertines with Don't Look Back Into the Sun, and look at the time, 21:57, it's almost time to go.
It is, Chris, it's almost time to go. I guess we should just, first of all, apologise for our half-baked features this week.
We've had a lot on.
Yeah, never put your two new features in the same show, we've learnt that.
But we promise we'll improve them in the future, just hold us to it, honestly.
Absolutely, so if you could bear to listen to us again, you could... You can catch this radio show in podcast form on iTunes or on our website, bristolbeatsclub.com.
Yeah, you can subscribe via iTunes, or if you don't like iTunes, we're on Stitcher as well. If you've got an Android phone, we're on Stitcher. You can subscribe at bristolbeatsclub.com. And you podcast listeners that are listening via the website as we speak, you can also get in touch for next week's show.
Yeah, definitely. The theme of next week's show is going to be getting ripped off. Share with us all of your stories about getting ripped off. You can contact us, like Chris said, on our website, info@bristolbeatsclub.com, or on Twitter, @BrizzleBeats, which I've memorised.
You've really learned those now, haven't you, Tim?
Yeah.
And let me tell you, I know a thing or two about getting ripped off.
Absolutely.
Some corkers.
Yeah, definitely tune in next week for that, 9 till 10 on Wednesday. We also have a double treat next week, because we do have Ryan from the Rupees, a Bristol band.
Yeah, he's coming in to have a chat to us.
Absolutely.
God, we've been spending too much time together. We pretty much just said the same sentence.
You're all synchronised.
Yeah, well, we don't write the whole show, but we promise to put more effort into it in the future. Yeah, so Ryan from the Rupees, there's a lot going on next week. He's going to be playing Desert Island Dicks, I'd imagine.
Just a feature that we've done a few times. Solid. We know where we are with that one.
Exactly. So, yeah, thanks very much for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Don't forget to subscribe at bristolbeatsclub.com and follow us on Twitter @BrizzleBeats.